class on the doctrines of salvation. Welcome to everyone. Just a couple more minutes, got 16 on. I'm sure there's a few more to join. But just by way of review, last week we looked at the doctrine of grace and the part that God's grace has in our salvation. The 2 weeks prior to that, we looked at man's side of salvation, which is repentance and faith, and the part those have in us finding Jesus Christ as Savior. So man's side is repentance and faith. God's side is the regeneration, or as we'll see today, the new birth. And that is all, as we said last week, because of God's amazing grace. So today we focus on regeneration, or God literally making us a new person or a new creature. So we're going to start in Psalm 51, verse 5, if you'd like to start there this morning. And understand why regeneration is required. And what we're going to find is because we are wicked creatures. So let's go to Psalm 51, verse 5. You should be there by now. The Bible says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." So what the Bible's teaching is that we are born sinners. Now, we all know this, but I'm just trying to establish the reason why we need to be regenerated. Now, if you go to another verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. And I'd like to show you again why regeneration is necessary in our salvation. So go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Notice it says there in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." So notice it says there, we were by nature the children of wrath. Before we were saved, we were by nature the children of wrath. We have a fallen nature. You've heard that phrase used before, but there it makes it very clear that before we were saved, we had a fallen nature, or a nature of wrath. Hence the need for regeneration. Now understand this morning that regeneration and reformation are two totally different things. Reformation is not salvation. When we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, which we understood that from our first two sermons, the man's part is we must repent and we must put our faith in Jesus Christ or believe. When that happens, God's part then is to regenerate us or make us a new creature. So we'll talk about that this morning and just understand from the scriptures what the Bible has to say about the new birth or regeneration. So go to John chapter 1, if you would, in verse 13. And I just want us to be reminded this morning that when God saves us, He literally makes us a new creature, a new person in Jesus Christ. So John chapter 1, verse 13. So far we've established, for those of you that have joined a bit late, man's side of salvation, repentance and faith. We looked at that the first 2 weeks. God's side of salvation, regeneration through His grace. We talked about His grace and the part that has last week. We just established from the scriptures that we are wicked by nature. We're the children of wrath, as we saw in Ephesians 2, 3. And that regeneration is not reformation. It's God literally working a miracle and making us a new creature. So John chapter 1, go to verse 13. The Bible says, "Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." When we are saved, we are reborn. And that is what that scripture is telling us. So now the most well-known passage, go to John chapter 3 and verses 3 to 7. Very familiar passage about being born again, but let's just look at it together this morning. So John chapter 3, look at verse 3. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. And so, what Jesus is making very clear here to Nicodemus is that the new birth or the spiritual birth is likened to the physical birth. He talked about that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's our first birth. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the second birth. So what Jesus is saying is that man requires a new birth to become worthy of heaven. And that new birth, of course, is called being born again. Today we're using the word regeneration. But regeneration is a Bible word. Let's go to Titus chapter 3 and we'll see this. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. I just want you to see it is a scriptural word. And that is our doctrine for today. So we've looked at repentance, we've looked at faith, we've looked at God's grace as His part in our salvation. Today we look at regeneration. So look at Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Most of you know this verse, but you might not have caught in the past when you've quoted it, this word. It says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So notice, the washing of regeneration, that is God's part in our salvation. God literally regenerates us. That word means to give new life, which we'll talk more about later. Most of you know the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God makes us a new creature, praise God, when we are saved. He literally works miracles in our lives and regenerates us. But let's look at that phrase. Go to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 15, if you would. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 15. And we'll see God even uses this phrase, new creature, which we saw 2 Corinthians 5:17. But look at Galatians 6:15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. What God's saying is, it's anything that's done in our flesh, any works we try to do, anything we try to accomplish means nothing in making us worthy of heaven. We must be a new creature. We must be regenerated. Well, we don't have the power to do that ourselves. Salvation is 100% of God. Only He has the power to regenerate us or make us a new creature, give us new life. So go, if you would, over to 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse 3, and again, we'll look at this great truth of our regeneration. Notice 1 Peter 1:3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Notice, begotten us again. That's what God did for us when we got saved. He begot us. He rebirthed us. Now go to 1 John chapter 5, if you would. 1 John chapter 5, and look at verse 1. We'll also look at verse 4. Notice it says, verse 1, Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Born of God. We are not born of any other means other than of God, as it said there in John chapter 1, verse 3. We're not born of the will of man, nor the will of the flesh. We're born of God. And then look down at 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So praise God, when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, when we repent and place our faith in Christ, God regenerates us. God literally makes us new. He makes us a new creature. Now, the Word of God has a part in this. Look back in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, if you would. And I want you to understand that the Word of God has a part in our regeneration. Notice it says here, being born again, there's that wonderful phrase, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. By the Word of God. So we are born again by the Word of God. And then if you would look in James chapter 1, verse 18, and again, we will see that we are born again through God's amazing Word. Go to James chapter 1, if you would, and verse 18. The Bible says, of His own will begat He us. That word begat means begotten. With the Word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. We are born again, we are begotten with the Word of truth. Praise the Lord. That's our regeneration. So, we talked in the beginning that the reason why we have to be regenerated to be worthy of heaven is because we're born with a carnal nature. We're born children of wrath. That therefore must mean that when we are born again, we get a new nature. And sure enough, that's the truth. Go to 2 Peter and chapter 1, verse 4. And I want you to see this morning that when God regenerates us or makes us a new creature in Jesus Christ, He literally gives us a new nature. It's God's nature, a heavenly nature. Look at 2 Peter 1, 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. The divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We receive a new nature, which now we understand the struggle that we fight when we're a Christian is, well, before we're saved, we have one nature, which is the carnal, fallen nature. But after we're saved, now we have two natures, the fallen nature and the divine nature, are now cohabitating. And so, what an amazing truth that God does this for us. So, He gives us a divine nature. He also, then if you go to Ephesians 2:1, the Bible teaches that part of this regeneration that God accomplishes in our life is to literally take the spirit of man, which is dead prior to our salvation, and inject life into that. The word the Bible uses is quicken, which means to give life. But notice Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Praise the Lord. So when God... When we repent, when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, those are the first two things we looked at, God, through His grace, reaches down and takes a fallen man with a fallen carnal nature and regenerates us, gives us a new life, makes us a new creature. Through the Word of God, He even gives us, as we saw, a divine nature. And part of that is, as we see here in Ephesians 2:1, He quickens us. That means He gives us life. So before we're saved, our spirit is dead. That's why the Bible says that we were dead in trespasses and sins. You know, the man is body, soul, and spirit. The spirit's dead. After we're saved, God takes that spirit and injects life and gives us life. It's called quickening. And He makes us a new creature. That's what the word regeneration means. Another verse, go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, where again, we're looking at this, this great truth of the regeneration that God accomplishes in our life at salvation. Colossians chapter 2, look at verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. So notice, we were dead. We were dead in trespasses and sins. It says he quickens us. Praise the Lord. And of course, as we'll see in the future lesson, when he quickens us, he also forgives us all trespasses. So God is so good. When we repent and place our faith in Jesus Christ, he, through his grace, works a divine miracle and takes a fallen, dead, carnal creature and renews us, regenerates us into a new creature that has a divine nature. And that is what we call the process of regeneration. So God is good. And thank the Lord for his regeneration. Thank the Lord for his grace that leads him to regenerate us. And we need to praise God that we are new creatures in Jesus Christ. So when you hear that phrase, born again, maybe it'll mean a little bit more to you now. That God literally takes something that's dead and evil and recreates it into something that is now alive and in some ways heavenly, because the Bible calls it a divine nature. Now we have, again, they have to cohabitate until we leave this earth, and that's why we fight the battles that we fight with the flesh. But just remember, we have been given a new nature. We've been made a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. We are new. All things are become new. Old things are passed away. And that is what we call the process of regeneration. I shouldn't call it a process. It's what we call the miracle of regeneration that takes place when we place our faith in Jesus Christ and repent. So in the future lessons, we'll be understanding even more about our salvation. Just to give you a bit of a preview, we're going to talk about adoption next week, substitution, imputation, redemption, justification, atonement, propitiation, preservation, sanctification, and glorification. So those are the doctrines we'll be covering in the next weeks, so that we can have a deep understanding of the great salvation that we received when we got saved. God is so good to us. And I've said this before, we get saved in a moment when we trust Christ, but we then spend the rest of our Christian lives better understanding what God has done for us at salvation. So we praise him for his regeneration. And I shared the lessons we'll be talking about next week. We'll see you at 11 o'clock for the morning service. Thank you for joining. And I'll be posting this up to the YouTube channel right away. God bless you, and thank you so much.